What do you think your study in ovary is going to show with earlier disease?
Well, I think that the adjuvant trial is likely to demonstrate an advantage in the bevacizumab arm. Obviously, the number of patients needed to have sufficient power to demonstrate an advantage is going to be greater, and the timelines are going to be more extensive, but they're selecting fairly high-risk patients even in the adjuvant trial, so I would expect really to have a parallel result to their stage 4 trial. Based on the experience with other solid tumors, the phase 3 trials in non-small cell lung cancer, breast and colon cancer, and the intrinsic single-agent activity we've seen in the ovarian cancers and related diseases, I think that it would be likely that we would see a positive result in the GOG phase 3 trial and even in the ICON 7 trial. But if overall survival remains the primary endpoint in GOG 218, we may only see a progression-free survival advantage and not an overall survival advantage because of the issue of patients receiving what's felt to be an active drug, meaning bevacizumab. If it's as active as we think, then the overall survival advantage may be neutralized in patients receiving the drug in subsequent lines of therapy. It remains to be seen. I don't want to jinx the trial, but I think you would expect to see at least a progression-free survival advantage. One of the things that we still have not established as well is if the concomitant use of cytotoxic therapy with Bev increases the risk of GI perforation. One of the initial designs of the current phase 3 trial was a 2x2 design where Bev was actually withheld during the cytotoxic therapy phase. So the initial design was a randomization to Bev versus no Bev during the cytotoxic phase, which is phase A, and then in the extension phase, another randomization, so that potentially, 25% of the patients would have received Bev only in the phase B at the conclusion of cytotoxic therapy. It would have been very interesting to look at all of these outcomes, including GI perforation rate, which you would think would be lower in patients receiving Bev in the extension phase only than in patients receiving it during the cytotoxic phase as well.